So that doesn't leave a residue. You'll notice there's this crunchy residue when people use a soap or detergent, which attracts dirt quicker. So your carpets don't stay clean longer. But not the case with True Clean Carpet. They use a total green solution. Call them today, 314-427-9500. They were voted as the best carpet cleaning service in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Home Magazine. You need to call now and take advantage of the four-room special. Four rooms for just $139. You can't beat it. TrueCleanCarpet.com is the website or the phone number. Once again, 314-427-9500 for True Clean Carpet.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And at Lane House, we trust all our siding business to Royal Building Products and their good, better, best siding options to meet all design choices and budgets. The choice is yours. Use Haven Insulated Siding to save on your monthly bill, or choose Royal Woodland 25-foot panel for 50% fewer laps, or Journeyman Select, the only panel in the industry with a double lifetime warranty, including hail. Call Lane House at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
Mr. Shannon, it's a real pleasure hanging out with a baseball legend like yourself.
Well, Eddie Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. You serve the coldest beer in town with the cheapest and the best eats, like the Fast Eddie Burger for just 99 cents and the Peel and Eat Shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
And so if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
You need windows. You need Window World Windows, number one in windows. And Window World will help you with a new low-interest rate financing program from the county that will help you improve your energy. Call the original $189 window guys at Window World. They'll walk you through the process so you can start saving on your energy bills today. Beat the spring rush. Call 314-993-1800 for a free home estimate. 314-993-1800 or WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. It's Window World.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
You want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Air.
And
we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
a big banana special.
Is that a brand new one?
Brand new today.
Fresh. Everything's fresh here. Nothing's stale. We don't repeat the same old crap over and over like a lot of shows do.
Nope.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 4th edition. Peon?
Yes, sir?
What's that on your shirt?
April 4th.
Oh, you got me again.
Got you again. Yeah. Man, I'm a dope.
Look, folks, somewhere out there, little kids in the car, they thought that was funny.
Yep.
Okay? They thought it was funny. It's all that matters. We're brought to you today by the Good Feet Stores, and I don't know whose idea it was to start the Good Feet Stores, but it was a good one. We'll tell you why after this.
Hey!
In case you're wondering, who are these idiots? Well, let me introduce us. The first one is Eon the Peon. He's the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
First idiot here. Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your advisor, you need to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason.
We sure do.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
She's the queen of entertainment, reporting every Tuesday with the Wood Report, and just the queen of everything else she does the rest of the week. She's Tina Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser rips. Dan, how's it going?
Still have back problems today, have some Percocets, and I'm fine. Hi, everybody.
Are you on Percocets now?
Yes.
How come you're not funnier?
Yeah.
Normally, even, you're on
Remember,
drugs.
It makes him smarter.
I don't. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It makes him. It doesn't have the effect it has on most people. It makes him more intelligent.
Yes.
Nobody thinks that's funny. Nobody wants intelligence on this show. That's not why they're here. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You do a great job, Hebe. I say that, but I mean it. I'll continue to say it as long as you do it. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hanging.
Hey, that's it. That's a great idea.
What?
Rad Boy is trying to get some techie person to help him introduce a new app, and it's so that like-minded people who like what?
Cheese.
Who like cheese can hook up, and he calls it cheesting. It's like cheating, but it's cheesting. Tweeting, cheesting. He might have something here. Other cheese lovers, they get together and they rendezvous and they have cheese together. Right. He might have something there, Rad Boy.
You look Gouda to me today.
Well, see, that's good. You develop your own lingo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you looking pretty Gouda today. Well, it's funny. Hang on, let me take a Percocet. It'll get funny. Hang on.
You cheddar, stop that.
Yeah, you cheddar.
Oh, brother.
Jesus, what are you trying to do? See how it works? Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. I passed by what I thought was your house, but then I realized that's not your house.
See how it works? Keeps getting funnier.
You're onto something, Rad Boy. They love it. We're brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. Let me ask you folks to do something that's very, very, very important in the almost 30 years that I've done this. We've never gone through what we're going through now, meaning with the economy, and business has never been tougher to get and keep than it is now. So it is so crucial that we've lost a little business here lately, and we know why, and it's frustrating. It's a multitude of reasons. It's the economy, it's the competition with advertising that people are trying to sell online and on your phone, and TV's cheap and they're giving cable away and all that stuff. So it is so much, and sometimes I think maybe when you lose a little business, you lose it because the business could never track directly the customers to you and your message. We try to make that possible by asking you to tell people your AM and the PM when you go in. Now, in this case, with Goodfeet, it's not just, you can't say KTRS, because I'm not the only person here that talks about Goodfeet. I want you to say Frank Opinion, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Be specific. Make sure they know where you're coming from. Now, I will tell you, too, that when Goodfeet came along, sometimes I try to, in my head, predict, is this going to be easy to sell? Is it going to be hard to sell? Is it going to do well? Are they going to stay with us? Are they going to get frustrated? Are they going to have realistic expectations of their results? And I will tell you honestly that I wasn't sure about the Goodfeet stores, because it's not a, it's not like selling something fun, like, hey, we got a new Chevy Sonic, or it's just different. It's not exciting until you get rid of pain, then that's exciting. And Goodfeet's been with us, what, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
And I'm stunned, pleasantly stunned by that. But the only reason they're still with us is they know for a fact how many people come in there and say they're AM in the PM, and they specifically name this show. We thank you for that, and we can't thank you enough for that, and that applies to anybody that we speak for. Now let's talk about why you want to go in the Goodfeet store. One of the three in the St. Louis area. To get rid of pain. Pain is a horrible thing. I feel so bad for anybody who has ongoing chronic pain. I just was talking to my wife during the break a few minutes ago. I just found out that a very, very good friend of ours, and I'm going to call after the show her husband and kick his butt for not telling us this. We didn't know. She's undergoing this horrible series of procedures. There's some rare disorder, and she's literally having to have her blood cleansed regularly. She's been to the Mayo Clinic. man, you got to feel so bad for people who have to go through that kind of thing. And then there are people who just day to day think, well, I guess I'm just going to have to live with this pain. Maybe, maybe not. If it's foot pain, or knee pain, back pain, hip pain, neck pain, it could be still coming from your feet. And the solution, the elimination, the problem solver could be good feet inserts. It might not be. I'm a realist, and I try my best to be truthful and not exaggerate claims. And they don't want to exaggerate either. They can't help everybody in terms of eliminating the pain. Sometimes it's just something that only surgery will fix. But more often than you would think, a lot of the people who have decided, well, I guess I'm just going to have to take painkillers the rest of my life, or I'm going to be in therapy, or I'm going to have surgery. Many times, not the case, thanks to the good feet inserts. So if you've got some foot, especially you plantar fasciitis people, that's the number one culprit. And then anything else that, and you may go, well, how can I have a headache? How can that be from my feet? You'd be surprised. Get yourself into the good feet stores. Take you 30, 40 minutes. It's a very simple procedure. You don't even have to take your sock off. I know a lot of people are weird about their feet. You know, my dad, before we moved him out to California and we started making him see the people he needed to see, you couldn't even look at his feet. They were so ugly. You ever see anybody with those, like, curled up yellow?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, you can't look at
somebody in the room here.
Oh. And and here's the other thing about my dad. My dad is one of those guys that when I was 16 or 17, he found a can of hairspray. It was Consort hairspray for men. That's right. I had hair at one time. And he was the kind of guy who would say, he actually came out and he goes, was that a hairspray I saw in your bathroom? You using hairspray? What are you, my daughter? Hairspray was for women. But things change. Lots of things change. And you know, my dad, when my brother and I mentioned, you know, you ought to see a foot specialist. I mean, he was in pain. He had ingrown, curled, yellow. Now, that's for women. But pedicure, that's for women. He can't wait now, once a month, to go and get a pedicure. So
I'm like that. I love pedicures.
Yeah, Dan's a
if
pedicure
if you're freaked
person,
out about your feet, the great thing about good feet is, and then you have to take your sock off. Just take a shoe off, and you step on your sock feet into this little thing. It's so simple. And for it to be so simple, it's amazing sometimes what the results are, especially when the results are what you want them to be, and that's no more pain. You'll know while you're in the store, and if you don't, what the heck? You lost 30, 40 minutes. Good feet store.
I'm going sometime this week to check it out, especially before I go to my doctor. I'm going to my doctor next week, and I even asked her about the Good Feet store, and she said, go in. It's helped a lot of people. So,
and you know what? There are two kinds of doctors. There are those doctors, if they have a product to sell or an agenda, they'll go, oh, you don't want to go there. We sell something better. Well, they're obviously in business to sell something too. Well, good for your doctor, because I've also talked to doctors that said, "Yep, it absolutely is the answer for a lot of people." GoodFeetSt.Louis.com. If you want to go to the stores, you don't need an appointment. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road, across from Macy's. And one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg, is the Good Feet stores. I was watching commercial on TV for Cymbalta. Cymbalta is a depression medication. You know, the thing where they got that girl, I have to wind myself up, and they got the little doll they wind up. And depression's a horrible thing. I know a little bit about this. But what was interesting to me, they start giving those side effects. Please contact your doctor immediately if you start to experience. And one of the things they mentioned that you might experience, now keep in mind, this is a medication for depression. So how can it possibly be that a depression medication can cause some people to want to kill themselves?
Oh, I know. Ooh.
That's not good.
That was a big thing with one of the drugs with teenagers.
Yeah, I can understand if they said, now, if you feel giddy and silly and overly happy, maybe you need to back down the dosage. But it just seems to me that in no way should a depression medication cause you to want to kill you.
No.
In other words, it makes it worse.
There's a lot of, I know there's a lot of them I've noticed that they say, they do all those long disclaimers, and then it says, if you have the feelings of committing suicide.
You're almost better off
of
what you have.
It's like 9 out of 10 of them want you to, can make you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
No kidding. You're almost better off. You're, whew, I think I'll just be depressed and leave it. I got a feeling. Now, I'll save that for another time. One day, maybe I'll open the phone up to cops and ask them what they think about cop shows, because they have to find them hilarious. Because if you watch any cop shows, you get the impression that it's just nonstop action, and every minute they're getting a call to some crime scene and putting the tape up and solving a murder. Talk to a cop about what it's like to be a cop. It's about 95% boring.
Paperwork.
Yeah. Patrolling.
Some of
domestic,
it's the same for firemen.
My daughter's 911. Yeah, 911. My daughter's disrespecting me.
Yeah,
she slapped me. Oh boy, let's go, Joe.
Somebody stole my weed.
Oh yeah, and so the cops have to go out and deal. It's not what it looks like on TV. Now this Titanic, renewed interest in Titanic is very interesting to me, and I think James Cameron, by the way, is a genius, because Titanic has been out a long time. Now they're reintroducing it to theaters in 3D, and there's a Russian submarine that is taking people 2.5 miles down for an actual look at the Titanic. $66,000 a ticket.
Whoa.
What? Yeah. If you got money, $66,000, you can go down and see the Titanic. Now, a couple of other quick, interesting things. It's almost like what's old is new again. Here's what's coming up regarding the Titanic. On this Sunday, National Geographic Channel, Titanic, The Final Word with James Cameron. I'm telling you, this guy's a marketing genius. He'll examine the final hours of the ship, recreate its descent to the floor of the sea. On Monday, it's Save the Titanic with Bob Ballard. I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
I told you I don't know, Lauren. I just said I don't know. Again, National Geographic Channel. Mr. Ballard will revisit the Belfast shipyard where the Titanic was built, and he's going to look ahead to efforts to preserve the wreck. April 15th, 8 o'clock, History Channel. Titanic at 100. Mystery solved. Experts will examine the unsinkable ship's sinking and comment on surveys of the wreckage. Ooh, that's boring to me. April, let's see. Showtimes vary. It's a PBS thing. It says check your local listings, but it's on PBS in this month, The Titanic with Lynn Goodman. Isn't Lynn Goodman the Dancing with the Stars judge? His name is Lynn Goodman.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
The British guy. Says it's a look at some of the little-known stories about the builders and the passengers aboard the ship. Now, check out this timeline regarding the movie that we all know with Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio. The movie, The Titanic. December of 1995, James Cameron has a press conference, makes an announcement that he will not be making Terminator 3. Instead, he's going to make Titanic. That's 1995 in December. The following year, 1996, May 16th to be exact, shooting begins in Mexico. They have a budget of $110 million. The studio strongly objected to Leonardo DiCaprio. They wanted Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Cameron fought for DiCaprio, a virtual unknown. And, by the way, turns out to be a brilliant suggestion, and I'm sure less expensive than McConaughey. June of that year, the next month, 1996, they start work at Mexico's Playa del Rosarito to build a 17-million-gallon water tank to hold a model of the Titanic and to emulate the open ocean. The budget at that point goes from $110 million to $230
million. Whoa.
Now, it takes a heck of a salesman to go before the investors and go, yeah, hey, thanks for coming, you guys. Listen, you know that $110 million? Gonna need a little bit more. $230 million! 230 million, and then they reach in their pocket, their checkbooks, and go, well, okay, we'll go with you on this. But there were a lot of people very reluctant, very nervous, and Cameron himself said in the interview that I read that he seriously had just made up his mind, this movie will lose at least $50 million. March 97, he starts editing, but the editing is slowed down because of the over 400 special effects that have to be included during the editing. May 15th of 97, despite the fact that he had promised the Titanic would be ready by July 4th, he says that's impossible. 20th Century Fox reschedules the film for October 8th. So move back from July to October. Follow me on this, it gets better. October 21st, 1997, after looking at a rough cut, the studio executives decided to hold the film till December 19th. By that, doing that, they could attract the holiday moviegoers. So now we're looking at December 19th of 97. December 28th, 97. Strong word of mouth, a lot of talk, a lot of hype about the movie, and especially the interest and talk generated among teenage girls drives business up 24% in its second weekend, giving it a victory over, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but movies that came out at the same time were James Bond's Tomorrow Never Dies. Who was in that, Tomorrow Never Dies? Was that, that would be 97?
Probably Pierce Brosnan.
Would that have been Brosnan? I don't remember. And also Jack Nicholson, As Good As It Gets with Helen Hunt opened. And it kicked both their butts.
Wow.
Now we're at 98 in March. 12th week it's been out. It does another $17.5 million. I'm going to jump right to the end of this story. The movie that even Cameron had decided would probably lose at least $50 million overtook Star Wars, became the highest grossing film of all time, and then it stayed in that position until it was overtaken by what movie and what director? Who wants to take a run at this?
Is it Avatar?
It is Avatar. James Cameron again!
Wow.
He topped himself!
Wow.
How much money must this guy have?
Well, he's funding that whole thing to the... What was it, the Mariana Trench
thing? You can do... Look, when you're Mel Gibson, you can fund a big project. And by the way, by being able to do that, you don't cut the pie up in so many pieces with other people. If it hits, you get it all. So, Cameron, I don't know that it's really gutsy. If you have $800 million and you say, I'm going to put $100 million of my own money in this, Oprah or somebody, I don't really know that that's guts as much as it is just plain smart. Because if it hits, why would you want to share it with all these other people when you can be, you know, the majority owner, if not the only owner? Sarah Palin beat Katie Couric. No surprise there. Something just didn't seem right. Katie being on Good Morning America, it was almost like a hang to the Today Show where she was for so long. So Palin beat her. That was a contest everybody was watching, and we have more, but we'll save it because we have a lottery joke. It's actually, I think, about the only lottery joke I know. We'll do it and dedicate it to that nut I saw in the press conference who claims she has a ticket, but now she's not going to share it with the other people in the pool. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's a quick one. Guy calls home. Calls his wife. She answers the phone. He says, I just looked at the numbers on my lottery ticket. I didn't bother to do it last night, so I checked it this morning. Got to work, looked at the paper. $80 million after taxes in one lump sum. His wife says, woo, woo. He says, pack your bags for a trip. She said, how do I pack? Do I pack warm clothes, cold ones? He says, I don't care. Just be gone by the time I get home.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got some slow traffic now on southbound 170. It's from Del Mar down through Highway 40. I guess hockey traffic's coming in because eastbound 40 is pretty slow as you make your way from Spady through McKnight up through Big Bend. Also, westbound 40. Looks like it's just a little bit heavy right around Kings Highway through Hampton. You hit some stop-and-go traffic there through McCausland, from Spady out through Mason. It's slow. And then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Might find a couple of little slow pockets there. Eastbound 270. That looks pretty good. Just a little heavy around Lindbergh. And then southbound 270, you've got slow traffic from Page through Olive, then stop-and-go Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Kia Motors and the 2012 Kia Sorento crossover. To learn more about the 2012 Kia Sorento crossover, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiasaintlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Is it finally over on the Republican side where there is a nominee and his name is Mitt Romney? Well, there's a little bit of a Snoop Dogg rhyme thing going on there. It remains to be seen, but we will break it down with political guru and expert on all things political, Nick Zitzen. Special Wednesday visit with Nick on the next KTRS Tonight.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Spring planting season is here, so it's time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on Barrett Station Road, just south of Manchester. Now is the perfect time to select freshly dug trees, including dogwoods, redbuds, serviceberry, ginkgos, and spruce. Plant now so you can enjoy the beautiful spring flowers of rhododendron, azalea, forsythia, and weeping cherry trees. Extra large fruit trees, including peach, apple, cherry, plum, and pear, have just arrived. All hardy plants are guaranteed 2 years when Sherwood installs and 1 year when the homeowner installs. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, or call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation. That's 966-0028. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days a week.
Home and garden show face, making beautiful gardens come alive.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Has your home been damaged by the storm? A lot of times you can't see the damage, especially hail damage. If your home has been exposed to, say, hail the size of a quarter or so, it wouldn't hurt to have it checked out. Call Lane House Construction. Lane House is A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, nationally ranked by qualified remodeler at number 327 in the country. We're also factory credentialed by Tamco, Owens Corning, CertainTeed, and IKO, four of the largest manufacturers in the country. Also, call and take advantage of our 37-point exterior home inspection. This report will cover the roof, windows, siding, and gutters. Upon completion of the report, our representative will go over his findings with you. The report is normally $179, but if you call and mention this ad, we'll waive the fee. Call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or our new location in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Doug and Steve get up every day and go to work with a smile on their face, and they leave the end of the day the same way because they're literally changing people's lives. Whether it comes to debt reduction, and we all could use some help in that area, or the bulk of the work they do, which is saving people's homes. stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Do you qualify for a HAMP or a HARP? What's a HAMP or a HARP? How about a HAFA? How about an HAUP? What's this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac stuff? What's a straight line refi? Doug and Steve know, and they go to work so they can tell you. It's not going to cost you any money to pick up the phone. It's going to cost you a lot of stress if you don't. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. The guys change people's lives every day, and they're ready to help you. 636-527-5121.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
Hi, Mark Conley, General Manager of Conley Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Conley Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cashback bonus. Details at quakerstate.com.
If any of you still have your copy, or you can still get a copy of today's USA Today, look at the sports section. Albert Pujols is on the cover. What an article about Pujols. And when you read it, and I read it all, it's very clear that he is bitter and upset that the Cardinals didn't cough up more money. It's a pretty interesting article. He knows exactly how to posture it and say it without seeming, you know, really angry. But it's so clear, because he says several times in there, I really thought I'd end up with a statue and a retired jersey that was a Cardinals jersey. It's an interesting article. USA Today. You pull it up online, too, I'm sure. USAtoday.com. I want to throw that out there. And I also have a TV show that I've just discovered that I think Mr. Evans is going to really like, knowing he likes Boardwalk Empire. I'll share that with him and with you after I tell you that he is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You want to remodel that kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room? Do yourself a favor. Well, me too, of course, but yourself primarily. Go to this website, thompsonprice.com. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans, everybody.
Good.
All right, I got a TV show for you.
Okay.
Watched it last night, recorded it Friday. It's called Magic City. It's on Stars. It is fantastic. And you know what? This Mad Men, the success of this Mad Men series, has started a whole bunch of, look at Pan Am, look at Playboy Club, this retro 50s, 60s thing. This takes place in the 50s, late 50s, like 59. I'm telling you, you're going to love this series.
What's it called?
Magic City. It takes place in Miami Beach. Late 50s, 59 into 60, and it's the story of a guy who owns a nightclub down in Miami Beach. It's fantastic.
I like Stars. They did like it.
You like Boardwalk Empire, you're going to love Magic City.
Great. Thank you very much.
It's good. All righty.
Hey, Popovich question on his official prison files. What religion does Charles Manson say he is? Scientologist? Atheist? Roman Catholic? I'll give the answer in just a minute. Baseball season starting today in earnest. The St. Louis Cardinals are playing. I know certainly the Cardinals had a great year last year. It's got to be exciting for people in St. Louis. Cheryl and I always go to the Dodger home opener. It's just a big date for us. We have sort of this ongoing thing where we go to the game, and I kiss Cheryl on the strikes, and she kisses me on the balls.
That's an old joke.
Hello.
It's 100 years
it's
old.
It's baseball season. It's the only time I can use it.
Thank you, Shecky Green.
Thank you.
Man.
Two movie reviews, wow. Both opening this week. First, Titanic in 3D. And although you've probably seen the original, this is a must-see. The technology of this movie is unbelievable.
Now, let me ask you a question. How can they... Did they actually shoot it? I thought you had to shoot a movie in 3D. They can convert it?
They can convert it to 3D.
It's wow. Not as good as if you shoot it originally.
I would think you need the 3D equipment.
Like Avatar, they made it just specifically for...
That's still a good movie, that Titanic.
It's fabulous. The other movie is the trilogy and hopefully the end of the American Pie series. This is called American Reunion, and while the cast, all of the cast are back, boy, this thing is lame. Stupid. Sight gag.
The original was stupid.
Toilet humor, not fit for a 12-year-old, corny, no plot. I mean, for example, Jason Biggs' character is married, and... that doesn't stop him from hitting on a young girl that he used to babysit who he finds out is going to turn 18 soon.
Oh.
I mean, that's like the biggest part of the plot.
Yeah.
It's just rated R, 115 minutes, one star. It's just terrible. TV news, that was Martin Sheen and his son, Charlie Sheen, driving down Sunset around La Cienega in their convertible, laughing out loud. The two have made up. The rumor is that Martin will appear in Charlie's new TV show, Anger Management. Happy to report HBO Biopictures have signed to do the Hank Aaron story.
All right.
That's very cool.
That'll be a great movie.
For the last really great home run hitter that wasn't like, Barry Bonds or your guy. What was that clown's name? McGuire. Or Sammy Sosa is the worst of the worst. Not only did he do steroids, 14 times he was thrown out of baseball games because he would hit a ball, the bat would break, and the bat would be corked. They'd find a corked bat.
And Aaron didn't just open the door. He blew the door open for other black players, and he put up with a lot of death threats. I mean, it's a great story.
Great story. Odds and ends don't believe the sheep dip that the children of the Beatles are going to start their own band called the Beatles Next Generation. Paul McCartney's son, James McCartney's for it, but I hear John's sons, Ringo's sons, George Harrison's son, they don't want anything to do with it. None of these sons were that good when they went to a studio by themselves. Putting them together, they're not going to be the Beatles.
Hey, do you remember Dino, Desi, and Billy?
Oh!
It was Dean Martin.
To make me want to stink.
It was Dean Martin's kid, Desi Arnaz's kid. I don't know who Billy was. Man, they were bad.
Yeah. Terrible. My favorite item of the day, Andy Fields, a London vacationer visiting Las Vegas, stopped by a garage sale, bought 5 beat-up paintings, paid $5 for them, got them home, cleaned them up. One of them... an Andy Warhol original worth $2 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. And last week, something similar happened. A guy paid $14 for a painting at a garage sale in Ohio. Turned out to be a Picasso.
Yeah, I saw that.
Unbelievable. Wow. What I want to know is, how do these paintings get in garage sales?
Yeah, how does that happen?
It's crazy. You get a painting in your house. I mean, first of all, if you got that kind of painting in your house, you got to know what it is.
Yeah, but you know what? Here, let's say an old a grandparent dies or something, and nobody really knew it, but they dabbled in art and collected, and then they put it away. They pass away before they have time to say to anybody, oh, by the way, that one piece of art is something special. So the kids come along. They don't know anything about art. They look at it and go, let's just sell all this stuff. I actually can see how it would happen.
Ah, man, that's amazing to me. And finally.
Sad.
You didn't like the kiss on my balls, huh?
Well, I liked it the first 50 times I heard it.
Yeah.
Over the years, yeah.
It is baseball season, the only first day of the season, the only time I really get to use it.
Yeah.
You know, the only other opening day joke I remember, and I'll just tell it to you, and it was especially told when Bill was president, and if I remember it, I'll give you the short version of it. They're getting ready to start the game, and Bill reaches over and throws Hillary, they got seats